This series of podcasts contain unique teachings by Lama Marut and Cindy Lee on the five Buddha families, leading up to their Spectrum of Awakening retreat in California, July of 2017. For more information and to register, go to enlightenedexperience.org.
All right, so now let's turn to the kind of next level, the Mahayana approach. All of these verses are from the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, which is a classic text from the Mahayana tradition, right? So the Mahayana approach to the mental affliction of desire is all bound up in bodhicitta. Bodhicitta. Bodhi means enlightenment or awakening. Citta is a word that can mean a lot of different things. It could be mind, mean mind, the mind of enlightenment, the mind of awakening, something like that. But it also can mean the wish or the intention to become awakened, right? That's the usual definition of bodhicitta, the wish to awaken for all sentient beings, right? What is a wish if not a desire? You see? So now we're starting to move into the transformation of desire, but at the Mahayana level. You're analyzing desire. You're analyzing what it is that you really want. You know, and so when we do our meditation this afternoon, I can only do one of the two mental afflictions at a time. So we'll concentrate on desire in our meditation this afternoon. And at this level, what we will do is analyze desire, and until we realize that what we really desire behind all desires, you know, the desire for food, the desire for experiences, the desire for a new car, the desire for a boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, the desire for children, the desire for any kind of desire, behind all desires is the desire. Capital T, capital D. Which is the end of desire. Okay? Behind all of these little desires is the hope that if I get what I want, then I won't want anymore. I'll be satisfied finally. Right? And that's awakening. That's enlightenment. That's nirvana. That's the goal, is to be totally and thoroughly content. And that's what we really want, you see? So you can see bodhicitta as the wish to get what I really want, which is the end of personal wanting, the end of individual wanting. And the hope that then when as my wants are fulfilled, because my wants are fulfilled, I can really be of use to someone else. Right? Bodhicitta. All right, so let's look at these verses. The forces. Many of you have studied these verses before, right? It's kind of reminding you. It's been a couple of years, so probably useful to remind us. The forces, the bala, the powers, deployed to accomplish the goals of all living beings. So you know, he's speaking as a bodhisattva. You know, a bodhisattva wants to accomplish the goals of all living beings. The forces deployed to accomplish the goals of all living beings are willpower, number one, with a bullet. Chanda. Willpower. Is willpower a form of desire or not? It is, right? I will it, you know. That's a very strong form of desire. So again, we're talking about the Mahayana transformation of what is used to be a mental affliction, desire. And here he's saying, this is with willpower, this is how you will get to the goal of a bodhisattva. How else could it happen? I want it badly. And so I translated it willpower. You could translate it as desire, chanda. It's a form of desire, will. So willpower, steadfastness, keeping to it, joy, which I could do a whole like 10-minute rap on it because the word is rati, which is ordinarily used for sexual, you know, fulfillment. And then relaxation, mukti, leaving off, freedom. So, you know, I've taught this verse many, many times to all of you, I think, more or less. And this is, you know, one of the things that we can get out of this verse is it's important to really want the goal, spiritual goal. It's important to really work hard for it with steadfastness. important to, you know, stay happy about your, you know, your efforts. And it's also important to relax already, to take time off. It's in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life in two verses, both of which I've put here, to take some time off once in a while and restore yourself, okay? So for all of you like type A, especially type A spiritual personalities who are just working your ass off all the time, you know, for your spiritual goals, don't forget, you gotta rest once in a while. Otherwise, you'll burn out. You see it many, many times. I've seen it personally many, many times. People come to these kinds of retreats or come to a teaching, they get really, really excited, really fired up, and they say, okay, I'm going to start doing 2 hours of yoga a day, I'm going to do an hour of meditation a day, I'm going to keep my 6 times book, you know, every 15 minutes, I'm going to, like, you know, check myself. And, you know, within 2 weeks, they're done. You just burnt to a crisp. So you have to relax sometimes, right? You know, pretty much every day, have some time, down time, from, you know, not just, you know, not just your job, but also your spiritual life, to have some time to just relax. And then, you know, one day a week, you know, Sunday in the, you know, the Sabbath, right? Honor the Sabbath. It's in the Ten Commandments. Honor the Sabbath and keep it holy in the Old Testament. And that means that you take a day off already, okay? You take a day off and rest. It's in the Bible. If you know, if you need some justification for it, say, well, God told me to. God told me I have to take a day off a week. And then take a holiday every year, you know, a proper holiday. A couple of weeks holiday, go to the beach, go relax somewhere. And so eradicate what is aligned against it. Against what? Against desire. In this case, fight bad desire with good desire. Right? Eradicate what is aligned against it. And work hard to increase one's perseverance by means of the powers, once again, willpower. You know, that's the same word here. Then he, you know, like, switches it up a little bit. Willpower. Confidence. This is a translation of the word mana, which we'll see tonight. It is usually translated as pride. Okay? Pride's one of the five main mental afflictions. So just as there's bad desire and good desire, there's bad pride and there's good pride. Here he's talking about good pride, which we'll cover in the evening session. Willpower, confidence, joy, rati again, loosening up, which is just another way of taking time off. Jaga, renunciation. You know, renouncing, in this case, your practice. For temporarily, in order to, you know, kind of restore yourself. Dedication and domination. Domination means trying to subdue to your will. Okay? These are spiritual powers, the powers of attaining your spiritual goals. It is because of my previous lack of interest in the Dharma. Again, the word is chanda. Chanda is here translated as interest. In chanda, viyoga. Viyoga means the absence of something. So it's because of my absence of will or desire or interest in the Dharma that now a disaster of this magnitude has arisen. He's talking about our present lives. A disaster of huge magnitude. Disaster of suffering. What kind of a fool would just cast aside an attraction? Attraction is another word for what? Desire. Attraction, chanda, to the Dharma. So that's good desire. And cultivate that desire. You know? The sage, that'd be the Buddha, observed that willpower is the root of all goodness. You know, without will, without desire, without strong desire, you know, how would you work towards, you know, merit, you know? And in turn, the root of that, of willpower, is repeatedly meditating on the fruits of karma as they ripen. To see that, like, if you don't exercise your willpower over your actions of body, speech, and mind, then you're going to suffer. And you can see it over and over and over again in the fruition of karma. Conversely, if you do exercise your willpower and start making strongly desire and therefore, like, you know, make the efforts to change your life, then you'll see the different kinds of fruits of karma start to ripen. All right. Then just a quick section here on cultivating the highest desire, which is bodhicitta. Bodhicitta. Just as a flash of lightning illuminates the darkness of a cloudy night, the Dalai Lama titled a whole book on the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life called The Flash of Lightning, right? A Flash of Light. So just as a flash of lightning illuminates the darkness of a cloudy night, so too, because of the Buddha, does the worldly mind turn for just an instant to meritorious thought. This is, you know, Shantideva being a little pessimistic about our, you know, our nature. Once in a blue moon, you know, because of the grace of the Buddha, our minds turn to something virtuous instead of the usual crap. So it is that goodness is always weak while the power of evil is great and very dreadful. If there were not something called the wish for full awakening, the ultimate desire, okay? Transformation of desire, Mahayana transformation of desire. If there were not something called the wish for full awakening, what other goodness could ever overcome it? How could you ever overcome the natural inclination that we have towards doing stupid, bad things? The kings of the sages who have been thinking about it for many eons have realized that only this is beneficial for easily increasing the happiness of the boundless flood of humanity. This is just kind of verses in praise of bodhicitta, the wish to awaken. The wish to awaken should never be relinquished by those who wish to overcome the hundreds of sufferings of this world. So at the foundational level, we say relinquish desire. You know, be an ascetic. Turn your back on desire. Overcome desire. Here he's saying, no, don't turn your back on proper desire, on higher desire, on the desire. The wish to awaken should never be relinquished by those who wish to overcome the hundreds of sufferings of this world, by those who wish to relieve living beings of their distress, and by those who wish to enjoy hundreds of pleasures. Last verse here. All other goodness wastes away, like the banana tree does, leaving behind its fruit. We've talked about this before, you guys living in the tropics, right? When a banana tree produces fruit, then the tree's finished, right? Yeah, so that's the metaphor here. All other goodness wastes away, except for the goodness that's motivated by bodhicitta, by that kind of desire, strong desire to achieve awakening as all sentient beings, for all sentient beings. All of the goodness wastes away like the banana tree does, leaving behind its fruit. But the tree which is the wish to awaken never dies and perpetually bears fruit. Okay, so that's a really quick 1.5-hour overview of the two levels of how to deal with bad desire. Okay, foundational level is what? Just put your head down and fight it. You know, like head on. And then the Mahayana level is to investigate what's behind any of the particular lower desires that we have. And to realize that what's behind all desire is the desire. The desire, the desire to achieve awakening, which is the end of desire, and you know, kind of by extension, and the desire to bring all living beings to that state of satisfaction and contentment also. Okay, so replacing bad desire with good desire, instead of replacing desire with the absence of desire, which would be the foundational level, right? The absence of desire. To replace it with good desire, or to realize that behind every desire is good desire, actually. You see?
For more information about Lama Marut, please visit www.lamamarut.org.